Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lunch with Leah, episode 302.
Hi, everybody. I'm running late today, so I have to check my hair and makeup. How am I doing? Okay, the traffic here is getting as bad as the traffic in LA. Everywhere you go, it's jammed, jammed, and jammed, which caused me to be late today. Plus the fact, oh my gosh, Freda's daughter's here from Spain. I'm thrilled her daughter's here. She's the cutest thing. She's probably like about 30 years old, really cute. But they've been going all day and all night, you know, running around. Today, they went to the Everglades. Who goes to the Everglades? So I didn't know her daughter was coming, so we weren't prepared, and we didn't have any extra help at the house, so we had to hire an Uber driver, who full-time is now carting them around all day and all night. And I'm stuck at the house with no help with anybody, because Paul's mom and Gilda died, and he had to go to Haiti. Oh, and shit. It's just, I know, I feel so bad about that. And it's just like my house is just... Oh my God, it's just a show. I mean, you just come and hang out. I mean, you come and hang out. I mean, this morning, just getting out the door, Heidi goes, well, I'm going to go. Why is that furniture sitting right there on our patio again?
No, that's just when they moved. I'm concentrating on the show.
Yeah, well, that is the show. They've got patio furniture on my patio that I'm paying for.
No,
that's not going to
work. They just moved it from the corner.
Well, they're going to move it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's obstructing my view of the beautiful ocean. Plus, I don't want riffraff hanging there talking to us while we have to look at them while we're trying to concentrate on people like you. Okay, so anyway, so then... So that's what's going on. So they went to the Everglades. They've been going to all these restaurants. They went to the church. They're going everywhere. I mean, Freda's got a full-time Uber driver that's carting them around. My bill is going to be, who knows what it's going to be. And she got a credit card. And then she told me she bought the Uber driver's gas. I'm like, you don't pay them and buy their gas.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, God, I mean, it's just like, it's like, you know, girls gone wild. It's like the house is gone wild. I said, Heidi, be sure you let the dogs out before you leave to go to the post office. And then be sure that one of the dogs is with each person. So Paul has some, I mean, Omar, her dad who works there too, has a dog. And then somebody else has a dog upstairs, the other housekeeper. And then the other dog's going to sit by the door and wait for Freda. I'm walking out the door. Wolf's trying to get in the house sitting there. Dottie's trying to get out the house sitting there. The kitchen door's closed. Nobody can go upstairs. And she didn't walk the dogs. It's just like... I can't anymore. I need you guys to come and rescue my house. I need to trim my life down. I think I need to live in like a 500 square foot apartment with one little tiny dog. I mean, honest to God. And you know what? If Roy doesn't start pulling his damn weight, I might kick him out. No, like Roy's like just there. He doesn't just all rolls over his shoulder. He's in Palm Beach. He sent me a picture of the view from the hotel, the Four Seasons. You would die if you saw how gorgeous the view is.
Shit.
So I told RJ, we'll drive up there after the tutor, or the college counselor, and we'll have dinner and drive back. But I can't, Freda's in the Everglades. So I'd have to take all the damn dogs. And we put the four dogs in the car and leave the house unattended. Oh my God, I can't. Then I forgot to tell you guys, when I went to LA, I also went to Disney. Oh.
You did?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I didn't trust anybody to take them to Disney, RJ and his friend that had flown in, because I don't want them driving on the freeway down there. You know, I just didn't trust anybody. So I took them, and I bought three tickets, and I got in. And once I was in, I was like, you guys go do what you want and text me. Well, Jackie from the Queen of Versailles was in town, and I had told her I'm going to take RJ and his friends to Disney tomorrow. If you happen to be in town, you know, I'll meet you there. So I got there at like 11 or 12, and she was leaving at 11 or 12. So I said hi and bye, and that was that. But she rode rides all morning with the kids, and then she said she had to go do something else. I was dying. I couldn't take it. So I was looking for a place to sit inside where it was just cool and air-conditioned and order iced tea or a salad or anything. Just I would have bought anything and put on the table to sit at the table. There's not anywhere inside that's cool and air-conditioned. All the windows are open. It's hot as it can be, and it's packed with 1,000 people in every direction. And then when it came time to eat, I said, well, I'll just go in this restaurant. So I walk over there and I said, well, can I just get a table? And they go, well, do you have a reservation? I go, no. It goes, oh, we have reservations for like 3 weeks in advance. I'm like, are you kidding me? People make a reservation for dinner 3 weeks in advance at Disneyland in California? So then I was sitting, I was looking for a place in the shade. There's no place in the shade.
Thank you.
Not one place in the shade.
Last year when I went, remember? I almost had a heat stroke.
I'm still not sure I didn't. I can't. I mean, I think you did. That's what's wrong with your brain.
That's why I got into it with my family.
Yeah, that's what caused it. So I find this one little steps that are in the corner that are kind of in the shade, and I just sat there and I was just on my email and just trying to talk on the phone, all the noise and everything, but at least it was in the shade. So then I call Bill, who's an executive at Disney. And I go, hey, Bill, I'm at Disney. Can you believe it? Because I tried to drag him to go, and he goes, well, I'm not going. So he goes, you know what? You have to walk out the park, and then you have to go down to the hotel and then sit in the lobby and hang out. And so that's what I did. But even then, it was just packed and packed and packed, and no one would shut up. There were 20 people yakking in your ear in 17 different languages all the time. It's like there's no peace and quiet anywhere there. And so we had been the year, 2 years before that with Bill. Where, of course, we had a big driver, we went in and had a VIP tour guide, yeah. We got the first of the line at everything, which I didn't ride one ride, but RJ did. And then Bill and I went and sat and had cocktails while this tour guide took RJ around, and then we went to Club 33 and had a luxurious dinner where you have to be a member to even get in there, or an executive at Disney. So it was a different experience. And RJ said, Mom, I think if we're not going to go with Bill, we shouldn't just go anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I'm bored. Oh, my God. And I also didn't mention, I don't know if I mentioned that we visited colleges in Los Angeles. So we've got it down to like 5 in L.A., and if he can't get in one of those, he's going to have to go to the University of Miami, or he can probably go to Vanderbilt. So we're touring colleges the whole time. So it was just a hectic time. It's just so hectic everywhere. And let's see what. Oh, and then we made our trip to see. I didn't tell you guys about our trip to see Ronnie at Watch What Crappens. Ronnie and Ben, yes, at Watch What Crappens shows in Palm Beach. So Jason, James, and I drive to Palm Beach, go a little shopping at our Maze, get a little score there, go eat at the best restaurant with the best salad I think I've ever had. I want to drive back up there and have that salad.
I wonder, do they have it at the one down here at the Hills
Club? No, not that salad.
It's called the Mancho Salad.
Oh, it's called the Mancho Salad at the Honors Club in Palm Beach. This was lovely.
The Honor Bar.
The R Bar?
Honor Bar.
Honor Bar. I think it was Honor Bar. Yeah.
It was Honor
Bar. And so then... And then we went to Watch What Crappens, and then they had the VIP room in the back, and then everyone wants their pictures, and they're a big hit. They've got a cult following going.
It should be a TV show on Bravo. They're really missing out.
I'm working on it. I called the girl again yesterday, and she said she's going to call me back. I'm like, you've got to go see their show, and you've got to pitch it to Bravo. It should be a nightly or weekly show where they recap what went on.
I think a Friday hour-long show where they, but I don't know if they could cram it all in an hour.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe 30 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good replacement to the people's
so
couch.
So good. I don't want to replace the people's couch. I miss the people's couch.
I do too.
It's so good. So then, my back has been out lately. Can barely move over. And the thing is, when I was in Los Angeles, I did Pilates every day. And I have a feeling it could just be because I'm not stretching and doing the Pilates right now while I'm here, because there are no good studios that I love to go to anymore. Because
you.
Where's the dog?
He's behind you.
Okay.
Because the one that I was going to, I got so damn annoyed. I went there for so many years, and they start 20, 30 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
While they're waiting on 10 girls to show up, I'm like, well, start with the girls that are on time and let the ones that come in late miss half the class.
Yeah.
So finally one day I just said, I'm not going back. Me and my principals. Somebody has some. You know, there aren't any coming out of Washington. Oh, my God. And speaking of, oh, my God, the saddest thing, another shooting in Florida.
What?
11 people shot and 3 died plus the shooter. It just makes me sick. These kids were at a video. Like, what is it called? The video?
It was a competition. Madden football game that they had these tournaments with. Yeah.
And there's all these kids are sitting there playing their video. And initially the guy was targeting people, just shooting them like ducks, 1, 2. And then he started hearing mass shootings, and then they started scrambling. And this one woman was on television, she and her husband, and they said that their son texted him and said, Mom and Dad, if anything happens, just know that I love you. I'm hiding out. And they didn't know for like over an hour if he was okay. Oh!
It would be awful.
Oh, I can't. That's the worst. Okay, so we had Ask Me Questions. Yeah. Let's see what questions our audience has.
Ask me anything on Instagram.
Ask me anything on Instagram. I'll go to Instagram and ask me anything anytime. What's your favorite restaurant in Miami? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know about that. I'd have to think on it. I think it's the one in Palm Beach right now. There are some good ones in Miami, though.
Yes.
Jason, what do you think? What do you guys think of the best restaurants in Miami?
I don't know where you eat all the time.
I don't know where I eat it. I stay in my neighborhood. I'm very lazy to go over the causeway. That's another thing. Went over the causeway the other night. Just getting on the freeway to get back was like 40 minutes because that thing is blocked off.
Yep.
And then imagine on a Friday night. What is the dog?
It's going to be like that. He's just walking around.
Well, Upland is great. That's a great, they have really great Branzino there to make me think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are Coral Gables taxes so damn high? Well, that's what I say. Why are they? I guess because they think that, that's like the nicest part of Miami to live in, and it probably is. But, all the taxes are high everywhere, unless you're a billionaire and then Trump will give you a big old cut. Do you sell your skincare products in France? They can get them through our UK distributor in France, and it's, what's this?
It's leahblack.co.uk.
leahblack.co.uk, and they can get them from Emily in UK for France. I used to sell them in France in the glass bottles because they wanted the hotty-totty glass bottles, and it just became such a pain, so I don't do that anymore, so we just get it through the UK. What is your impression of Bethany? Any personal experiences? Well, I've been on her show and she had that talk show two or three times. I did, what was that thing before and after with Andy Cohen? I ran into her a couple of times there. She's always been nice to me. What's my impression? I have to think about that. I think she's a little hard on people, I would say, but she's also entertaining, so. I guess you can find what you're looking for there.
Yeah, most of those came in like after the reunion on Wednesday last week, and tonight is the next one. Carol and her are going to have it out.
Well, we'll see. Whose side are on, Carol or Bethany? You know, it's hard to say because I know Carol personally and I have for many years, and I admire Carol, and I think she has tremendous integrity, and I think she's super smart, and I think that she's better at writing her opinions rather than speaking her opinions. So I think on the show, Bethany has a big advantage because Bethany's got a sharp tongue and a sharp mouth, and she can rattle it off really fast. Was it funny when Ben and Ronnie were mocking?
Would they do Bethany
the
together?
Oh my God, we were laughing so hard. We were crying.
It's
they
hilarious.
Got her down to the pat. But anyway, so I don't think it's a fair fight on television for Bethany and Carol because I think Carol is more in her head and more of an author and more of a, she's more. I don't want to use the word sane, but more realistic than perhaps. And Bethany's got that sharp tongue, so I don't think it's really a fair fight. Yeah.
Everybody's saying tonight's the bloodbath. Tonight's going to be epic.
Bath, work for you. Trust me, Moochie 26. You don't want to work for me. Please spare yourself, Brendan. When are you coming back to LA? I miss you. Oh, I'm planning a trip now. It'll either be September or October, probably October. How much money did the Black's annual gala raise for charity? I haven't read these before, by the way.
I know. I was like, maybe you should read them before you
I don't read them before. I don't care. Okay, we used to raise sometimes $1 million a year and $500,000 a year and $700,000 a year, and then it went down because we started getting more and more expenses because it became a cottage industry, and then everybody starts charging for everything instead of donating everything. So I don't know. We did it 20 years. I mean, we raised millions and millions of dollars for at-risk kids, but I'm not a bean counter that way. I love it when these people know exactly how much money they raise for charity and make sure everyone else knows too.
Down to the dots.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. Last charity event Aretha Franklin performed. I see their hall at Furniture Off, thank God. So we were lucky, the Fat Lady sang, and the last charity, that may be it. She was just so amazing. God bless her. What does a fan have to go to get a cocktail with Queen? Me?
Yes.
Well, come on down to the office. We'll have a cocktail. We have our coffee every day. Will the Housewives of Miami ever do that? Oh, I think that. I think the Leave Them Wanting More. I think the Fat Lady saying, I think that deal's done. But, you know, if you ask any of the other girls, oh, yeah, it's coming back. We're coming back. We're coming back. It's fun to have entertaining together and show everybody that we really are good friends. Oh, my God, the desperation. I can't. Do you miss being on The Housewives, and do you see the end of the girls too? I do see some of the other girls, about half of them, and I like half of them really, really a lot. And the other half, I just wouldn't really have the time of day to. And do I miss the show? I don't miss, parts of the show were fun, and parts of it I loved, and parts of it I didn't like. So take the good with the bad.
You got comments coming in. People say they love your rings today. Beth Feldman Foster says she loves your rings. And Danny says, oh my God, McQueen all over you. Love it.
McQueen. Oh yeah, my Alexander McQueen scars. James and I procure them. He looks for Versace and I look for McQueen in the movies. So listen to the celebrity news. Oh my God, I'm laughing so hard. The people are just too much. People that don't live in the real world don't realize how the real world lives. I lived in the real world most of my life, so now I'm a little more privileged, but I worked really hard to get there. But some people just don't realize the real world. So listen to this. Mariah Carey says, my son is like a technological genius. He ordered a dog the other day. He charged $5,000 on Amazon. So does that mean genius because you can order on Amazon, number one, and a kid orders a $5,000 dog without asking their parents.
I didn't know they had $5,000 dogs.
But her son's only 7, so he went on an online shopping spree. Oh my God, I remember when RJ went and bought all that stuff for his birthday and ordered at FedEx, and I was just shocked, but I felt so guilty for not having come through his birthday party. I let it slide. But after that, he has to ask. You know, he has a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, and then another sad news. Neil Simon, the playwright, passed away. He was brilliant. He did a play a year for like 30 years. I mean, he was just really brilliant. I watched the conclusion of Sharp Objects. If you didn't watch Sharp Objects, you got to find it and watch it. It's so good, and there's such a twist at the end.
I stopped. I watched like 6 episodes, and then I was like,
"Slow," and it's kind of sometimes hard to watch, but it's so deep.
And I already heard the spoiler, so now I don't want to like.
Yeah, don't tell. And then I was on the plane from Miami. Literally, this is why my back is out. I was like this, and I couldn't move. I had Wolf on my lap, the 50-pound shepherd. I had that one, but little baby, like right here. I had Dottie right here, and I just couldn't move the whole time. I think that's why my back went out like that. So I watched Hostels with Christian Bale. I almost didn't watch it because Christian Bale was in it, and that other girl, Rosalind Pike, was in it. I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. It was really good. I think you should watch it if you haven't watched it.
It's on Netflix, isn't it?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it is.
And then I hear that Perez Hilton is hosting Chippendales in Las Vegas. Yes, yes. That is so funny.
He started the summer.
That is so funny. So I bet 20 people have come up to me and told me and said, you'd be so good at hosting Chippendales. And I'm like, me? I can host Chippendales. I've never watched it, so maybe I could. But they said, you'd be so funny and you'd be so good. And I'm like, well, what is he actually doing? And they, you have to just see it. It's really funny. So anyway, good luck, Perez. Always rooting for him. And then in other news, Kate Middleton finally borrows something from the vault of the Queens to wear to church. And they're little tiny little pearl dolls.
They're cute
for a 10-year-old. They're really cute. They're just so tiny. Just get out that magnifying glass. So listen, if you got access to the Queen's Vault, Kate, call me. I'm going to tell you how to go through it and what to pick out and what to wear. And then Aretha's Franklin, the Queen of Soul. Look at her. Look at her little funeral casket. If you can't see it, if you're on podcast, it's a solid gold casket, and she's in a red dress. It looks like kind of a fluffy tutu type dress with stiletto heels and her ankles crossed at the bottom, and she's just laying there looking so gorgeous with all those beautiful roses. And apparently she's going to have her wardrobe changed 3 different times in the casket and in the viewing. So I guess she's going to be taken to different places for the viewing, and they're going to change her outfit along the way. Well, God bless her. She planned her own funeral. Some people should plan their own funeral. Why do you want to leave that responsibility to somebody that's devastated?
Right.
I plan mine, just ignore it. Michael Jackson would have been 60 years old this week. So, Michael,
today.
I'm today.
60 years old today.
God bless him. I always loved him from the time he was like 5 years old singing You and I met Wayne Akerpak. Yeah. Bring Salvation back. Whatever it was. What was the name of it? I can't remember. He was so good.
Yeah.
He was so good. But anyway. So
him and Madonna both hit 60.
Yeah, Madonna had her birthday. 14 days. She always has her birthday party around August. I think it's like the 15th or something. I think some of my friends went. It was outside the country. Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's go to housewives gossip.
You have some comments coming in. People are saying how great you look today. Oh. Marcella Bernardi is watching from Iceland. Said they're on their way to the Mont Blanc for a 10-day hike. They had to take time out for lovely Leah.
Oh, thank you. Well, now that you can hear me on podcast, you can just tune in any time.
Right.
Fantastic.
Rachel Clapp says she was just in New York and traveling through cold airports and conference rooms, and she said she wore her scarf the whole time and said to herself, I'm totally rocking the Leah Black look.
The Leah Black look. I love a scarf. Here's why I love it. Number one, it changes any plain outfit to something. Number two, you can put pins on it if you like to wear pins, which I do. Usually I don't wear them on the show because I have so many other baubles to compete with. And also, I like having it to hide my little 4-pound poodle under when I go somewhere. I just put him under here. Nobody knows I have him, so I can sneak him in most of the restaurants. Of course, Houston, when you know they call the cops and I get kicked out, which I didn't go back for a year. But anyway, so I like scarves. I've always loved scarves. I think they're elegant and classy. RHOC, the Real Housewives of Orange County. Well, the new girls, two new girls. I like them both. I think they're cute. Gina and what's the other one?
And
I don't know their names. They're really cute. I think one of them is like a little kid that never grew up. She just plays with her kids all day every day. It's just hilarious. And then the other one is a smart lawyer businesswoman with a husband that they're making a storyline out of. The poor guy is going to be like, what did I let my wife sign up for?
Yeah.
But the first one, the one that's husband lives north Los Angeles, and she lives in Orange County, and they've got the three kids. They moved from the East Coast, New York, or somewhere like that over here. And from the very beginning, the radar went up with me.
Yeah.
Like, if your husband is 2.5 hours away, why aren't you going and taking the kids, putting them in the car, and doing a field trip 1 or 2 days a week? Or why aren't you spending half your time there and then he commutes half the time? Why is it that he's up there and you're down here? Something about that was off for me.
And she had never seen the place he lives in.
Yeah, and she's never seen the place he lives in. Which I wonder what kind of brothel that looks like. But anyway.
It was very Kelsey Grammer-ish. Yeah, the way he sent let Camille come in and then he went off.
I don't know. So I don't know what he does. I don't know what their income status is. I don't know why he, you know, they set up that lifestyle. But girl, and apparently he's gorgeous and good looking. But let me give you a little advice. You just don't do that. Like, I'm footloose and fancy free. I could get on a plane and go anywhere I want for a week or two or three or a month or 6 months or whatever. But I won't do it because I have a husband at home and a child at home. So it's my responsibility to be with them wherever they are. So I was always like, why aren't you like going up there and staying a few days? And then he comes home on the weekends and then maybe go on there to go Tuesday morning and come back Thursday or Wednesday night. The kids are not even in school, and create like some kind of a family unit. And when that wasn't happening, I was like, something's not right. And now I hear they're getting divorced. I hope not.
Yeah.
Poor girl. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And then I thought I had to catch up on Housewives of Orange County because over the summer, the time schedule doesn't work for me to watch it so much because we're so busy. So I kind of watched the whole thing. When Vicky apologized to Eddie, I almost started crying. That was a real sincere. I mean, I felt sorry for her, but she was way out of line spreading that rumor that he's gay. Oh my God. I mean, but you know, Eddie's considering that all the problems he has with his heart and everything. I think it was great that they, you know, made up, take that little pressure and stress off the whole group. But then Kelly Dodd, who's one of my favorite all-time favorites. I love her. She's hilarious. And I met her, and she's so much fun. What was she doing inviting that guy to the dinner party and sitting and making out with him in front of everybody on a girl's night out?
Hey.
I mean, what was that about? And the guy was kind of weird anyway. It's like, I don't even know if I'd want to kiss that guy.
She's talked about him since then, that he's so not, weird. Like, in the scene anymore or whatever.
Well,
but
I mean, but I can't believe these poor guys. She's got the spine doctor that didn't buy her the eyeglasses. That poor guy's shamed to hell in the town he lives in. Now you got this guy who made a complete fool out of himself, kissing and sucking up at a dinner party for women. I mean, these poor men. I'm going to start calling her the Black Widow.
Well, that's what her tagline is this year, is that someone call animal control. There's a cougar on the loose in the OC.
Oh my God, so funny. And then the whole drunken scene in Mexico. I mean, you know, this is probably why I never got drunk. People that are drunk, I just can't with it. They're just sitting there and loving each other and kissing on the lips and falling on the floor. I mean, I don't know if I can handle that scene. But anyway, and then Shanna's going through her divorce, and I thought it was very admirable of her that the judge offered her more money than she needed, and then she said no, she didn't need it and she didn't take it, but then she finds out she has to pay water bills in California.
Yeah.
So you may need that money. She probably doesn't realize she has to pay for a lot of things.
That house is $27,000 a month that she's renting.
And are
it's
you sure?
It's been a big deal. They even talked about it on Jeff Lewis.
Square feet.
They were talking about, because they even said on the show, why is she paying that much for it?
There's nothing. A 4,500 square foot house is $27,000 a month. But I could be wrong. And if she is,
maybe it was 23, but it's in the 20s.
More than $22,500. I guess she doesn't realize that you have to pay more than the rent. Then we go to New York Housewives, and that reunion, I'm telling you, Carol just on the preview, she snapped at Andy and like, don't tell me you're scared of her too. And
she called him a hack.
No, that's not true. I mean, you're a hack. I mean, listen, everyone wants to know why she's not on the show anymore, and there lies your answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that may have something to do with it.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's the only reason, but it definitely added a little something to the decision, I would imagine. And then when Ramona put her hand over Sonia's mouth, you know, Sonia's so easygoing. She just took it. If someone put their hand over my mouth, I literally would wrestle them to the ground like, you are not going to shush me.
Yeah.
You are not going to get in my face, and you're not going to get in my space, and you're not putting your hand over my mouth. I do love Ramona. She's hilarious.
I like Sonia's look, too.
I love
that bouffant and everything.
She looked like a very young...
She looked like
beautiful Barbara Streisand,
yes.
But prettier than Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
She's always looks cute. I love her. She's just the cutest thing. And then Dorinda with the drinking. I'm just curious as to how and why we went around for, 30 minutes talking about whether or not Dorinda drinks too much. I could have answered that question in about 5 seconds. It was just hilarious. It was like an intervention, and they're all trying to get her to say, yep, I drink too much, and she wasn't having it.
What did she say? She said, oh, because they had already taken Luann to rehab that week, and she said, I've already had one intervention this week. I'm not having another.
That's what
Bethany said to her.
And yeah. I'm sad that Carol's leaving. And when your whole storyline is how the length of your hair, Tinsley, I don't know how long that's going to last. She's cute, but she always dresses like a little girl that just never grew up, and she acts like a little girl that never grew up. She's not bothering me. And she's cute, and she's kind of fun, but she needs to jump in and get in the game. I mean, she really needs to get in the game.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
You don't like her?
I do like her, and I think she was a good fit, but I think the dynamic of the group changed this season a lot, and I think she got pushed to the side a little bit, and her storyline wasn't really strong.
Well, I've always said, when people ever said, would you ever go on New York Housewives? Well, first of all, it would never happen. They would never ask me, and I don't live there, so let's just start there. I'm not pretending I'd ever be invited. But the truth is, no, because those girls chew you up and spit you out.
Yep.
You would have to be a New Yorker to be able to keep up with that, and
yep.
I'm not that person. You have to be one of those New Yorkers. Get I mean, it's fun to watch, but I mean, it's exhausting.
Be on the other side of it.
And that's how I feel when I go to New York. 3 or 4 days of that fast pace and in your face and bottom line and this and that. You're just exhausted by it. You can't wait to get home. It's exhausting living in New York. So anyway, oh my God, I forgot to mention when you're talking about Andy defending Bethany throughout. Wasn't that hilarious when Ronnie and Ben, every time they mentioned Bethany, they started playing the Bodyguard theme song
yes.
in the back, referring to Andy being the bodyguard. I mean, that was hilarious. It was so funny because they just kept building it up and building it up.
Yeah.
It's like every time she got in a pickle, he came in like the bodyguard and saved the day. And they made a satire out of happened.
What's
it was
show called
hilarious.
Again?
Watch What Crappens. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
And then their shows sell out in like, oh my God, their shows sell out in like an hour. We tried to buy VIP tickets in 2 hours. They weren't anymore.
Yeah, they were gone.
Of course, we got treated like VIPs anyway.
And the place was sold out. I mean, it was packed. I mean, it was really busy.
It was packed, yeah. Then I made a happy birthday tribute to Ronnie along with a few other people. Speaking of how, it was his birthday last week. Speaking of housewives, now here's another one. Derek, why is it that these girls go on this show and get themselves in financial trouble? Either they're having a problem with their house, or they're having a problem with their business, or they're having a problem with their husband. So Derek's husband, PK, who I think is hilarious, accused of failing to pay back $3.6 million to a Las Vegas casino. If you are gambling $3.6 million, you've got a gambling problem, unless you're a billionaire, I guess. But even then, who has the time to even put in to gamble that kind of money? And so I don't know if they have financial problems or not, and I think she's got a cute swimsuit line. But listen, that's what Joe Francis got wound up getting in trouble for. It's getting in that cat fight with Steve Wynn and refusing to pay a much smaller debt than that, and he wound up basically, well, he's in Mexico now, put it that way.
There's two suits just recently. One was from the swimwear,
one was from this one.
And then apparently, if you Google him, he's got a little history maybe
of
that.
Apparently, according to this article, of course, we can't trust Google anymore. You know, Trump says Google's lying because all the stories that come up about him make him look bad. Well, because that's the real news.
If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck.
So, Kemsley filed for bankruptcy apparently in the United Kingdom and got his debt cleaned. But the Bellagio fought the debt, saying they were never notified from the UK and that they didn't discharge any money to him. And so he was apparently paying the Bellagio he still owes them over $2 million. He was making payments. So I hope that I don't want to see them in trouble. I really don't.
Treason Joe.
Makes a billion, and I hope he's the biggest star ever, and I hope he can, you know, I like them, so whatever.
But I told you when they first came on.
A lot of people said, when you know, it's funny.
They reminded me of Teresa and Joe.
A lot of people that like the show don't have. Like, the people that really have are much more subtle about it. You know, like, why don't I live on, like, a third of our income? And I know it seems flamboyant, but if I wanted to ride around in a Rolls or I wanted to go brag about my... I could do that, but people that actually have money are much more discreet about it. When they start flashing a yacht that they don't own, and a house that they don't own, and a car that they don't own, and you got to start wondering, you know, why you're renting, and where are your roots, and when you're new to some city, and you just come in, and you reinvent yourself, and you reinvent your story. I'm not saying that's Dorit and her husband. I'm just saying in general, you can see these red flags when people start filming. You can just kind of see there's something about it that you're just not so sure about, you know? But in serious news, not serious news, but I like to work on myself a little bit every day, believe it or not. So Warren Buffett says, here's what's cool. One, saying thank you. Two, apologizing when wrong. Three, showing up on time. Four, being nice to strangers. Listening without interrupting. Admitting you were wrong, following your dreams, being a mentor, learning and using people's names, and holding doors open. You see, that's old school. That's old school. What happened to the manners? What happened to the manners in the world today? People don't have manners. People don't open your car door. They don't say please. They don't say thank you. You know, they don't show up on time. They just aren't listening to you. They're thinking about what they are going to be saying. They're not thinking about what you're saying and listening so that you can reply back. I mean, who mentors anybody anymore? I mean, you know, I looked at this list and I literally try. I kind of do a lot of the things on this list, not because it's a conscious effort and I'm trying to be a do-gooder, because we're raised that way.
I was going to say, it's the way you're raised.
It's the way you're raised.
And
the world is different
now. There's at least two generations that were not taught this that are out there now.
It's terrible. And I scold RJ, please, thank you, open the door, go hug Freda, thank her for fixing your dinner. I mean, I scold him constantly, but I can tell I'm having to make him do it, and it's an effort. It doesn't come natural because of his environment at school, because nobody else is doing it. And he'll say, well, Mom, nobody else makes them hug the house, you know, the housekeeper when they, you know, make the dinner. And I'm like, yeah, but nobody else was literally, this one's part of our family. And besides, it's just a matter of respect. He goes, well, you know, I love Fred. And I'm like, well, let her know you love her. I mean, today's world, they don't even say please and thank you anymore.
No,
imagine someone coming up and opening your door. I mean, unless it's the valet, they're not going to open your door. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I really can't. Oh, there was something else that he had. Maybe I lost it. It was good. Oh, you know what? While I'm looking for it, let's take a little second break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's what Elf Warren Buffett had to say. Advice for all young people. It is so hot in here, by the way. Read and write more. That's another thing. These kids don't even know how to write in longhand.
They can't do the script.
RJ's handwriting is horrible. And when I say to the tutors, make him write it out, you know what they say? Well, kids don't write anymore. They're all on the computer. I'm like, you've got to be able to handwrite things.
You have to know the basics before you can go to the shortcuts.
Like the typing. Everyone types like this. Not me. I type like a real typist because we were taught that. They're not teaching that anymore. Everyone's just pecking around. I just can't believe how the society has gone from like Queen Elizabeth pearls and elegance to just trash.
Yes.
You know, and no manners.
Well, just lack of
stay healthy and fit. Just a lack of, it's the culture changing. Networking is about giving. Practice public speaking. That's it. I tell RJ that all the time. He's a really good speaker in front of people. And I go, you don't understand the value of that, RJ.
Yes.
That is huge value. And he got that from his drama class.
I took it too.
Because he didn't really want to do drama. He said, I'm never going to be an actor. But you know what? His public speaking skills are amazing because of it. Find a mentor. Stay teachable. Keep in touch with your friends. You are not your job. Know when to leave. I love that. Know when to leave. How many times have you been? Jason, I'm not going to say, but there was a situation where someone was in your ear when you were trying to do something else and you were so agitated and finally I heard you say, I'm really trying to listen to this, and they kind of moved. You're not your job. Know when to leave and don't spend what you don't have. Boy, don't spend what you don't have. Listen, you never know when a catastrophe is going to hit. You got to have that money saved.
You've got funny comments coming in. Okay. Susan Salander says, you can't flaunt expensive things on TV when you owe a lot of money. That should be written down somewhere. Ronnie Karam from our Watch What Crappens Live says, you got to be able to handwrite things. And he says he
Ronnie.
Loves you.
Happy birthday, Ronnie.
And BJ Black says, there are third grade teachers that don't know the difference between two and two. T-O and T-O-O.
That drives me crazy. Donald Trump, he is totally illiterate. When he tweets something, he is illiterate. He doesn't know how to even make a cohesive sentence. I mean, honestly, what is wrong with the
world? He couldn't even color the flag right.
Oh, yeah, color the flag wrong.
He thought it had a blue stripe.
It was a Russian flag. Okay, now speaking of the youth and their senses of entitlement, the cousin Brazilla, who called off her wedding when the guests refused to pay $1,200 to attend, claims she was insecure about coming from humble beginnings. So the girl wants a $60,000 wedding in Aruba. She can't afford a $60,000 wedding in Aruba. So she gets $15,000 that she saves up to get this wedding together. And when she realizes what it's going to cost, she reaches out to her friends and says, you know, what if we all chip in and we'll have a big, great wedding in Aruba. Now, I don't personally think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I think it's a little bit assuming, and you're putting people on the spot, and maybe not everybody can afford it, and $15,000 is a big wedding gift for somebody, but she just got ripped by everybody, so she's probably heartbroken that she thinks her friends betrayed her, don't care about her, and made her look like a fool. But then now she's going to backpack throughout some other weird country, and she called the whole wedding off when her friend suggested she got married in Vegas. So I can just say this to you, little girl, you know, probably you went a little too far, even though I get you wanted your dream wedding. However, if the wedding was more about where it was than who it was with, it's better that you're not marrying the guy, because really, you're not going to marry somebody because you can't have the wedding in Aruba. I mean, how deep is your love, as Barry Gibb says.
Destination weddings are highly overrated.
Yeah, and it's expensive, and you're asking a lot of people.
Listen.
And, you know, I mean, even when we get invited to, like, an out-of-town wedding, it's like, I'd rather send a
big. I went to one in Jamaica 3 years ago, and with a couple that had dated 8 years, and they got divorced 10 days later. She lost her mind after the thing. We all spent all that money and went down there, and I mean, it was like $3,000 to $4,000 a person. And then they came back. She went on the honeymoon by herself, met a guy, and now they're married.
Wedding at Casa Amara in Mexico. RJ, Roy, and I fly to Mexico. We stay in the most the place there, 50,000 square feet with everything you can imagine: manicures, pedicures, massages, food, 24/7, the whole thing. Oh my God, we had the next text. From Heidi. Oh, the house has just gone wild. So speaking of girls gone wild, the house has also gone wild. So we go to the wedding, and it was a gorgeous wedding, and I had ordered a $12,000 piece of Dom crystal to give him for the wedding. So, you know, you kind of have to give the gift in accord with the price of the wedding. I mean, if you go to a several million dollar wedding,
for
you
real?
Can't send an ink pen, you know, or a frame. So it was killing me to spend that much money, but I was like, you know, we did go to Mexico. They paid for everything for a week. He had all this entertainment. You know, we've known him for years. I love him like a brother. I'm just going to step it up. Before the piece came in, because I had to order it, they got filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes! I call him Dom Crystal, and I go, remember that pyramid-type girl that I ordered in that bronze dome? Well, you know, we don't need that anymore.
Forget it. You get a lot of comments on this.
The text didn't leave. What is she talking about? You know, this is my house. It's just, I'm telling you, it's a shit show.
No, here's a few comments. Ivan Ebel says, Leah Black for Education Secretary. Alex Pletcher says, I got married on a hillside in Seattle with an officiant and two random people we pulled as witnesses. And 5 years later, we're still good.
That's right.
And Susan Solander says, much smarter to put a down payment on a house instead of a wedding. You
yes.
can always fake some wedding pictures. She said, she says, we spent $30 to get married, and now 38 years later, we're still married.
There you go. That's
the point.
Yes. What about, and I won't mention any names, the wedding that we knew about, where they were trawling the malls looking for guests to show up so they would have pretty guests at the wedding, and going over and begging the hotel to give them free room and free everything, and begging for free flowers. That everybody in town was talking about it. And then when they checked out of the hotel, they gave them the free room for two nights. The hotel PR person calls me, because she knows I know them, and says, you know, they wouldn't even pay the $238 room bill that they had from the stuff that they used out of the refrigerator in the room. How do you think I should go about collecting that? And I go, don't ask me. I'm not getting involved. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I mean, and it was just hilarious. I mean, people do anything to show off. You might be able to figure out who's wedding that.
I know who's wedding that.
San Jose family was, oh my God, so this kid, this young kid, how old was he?
He's like 14 or 15.
14 or 15, he goes and runs up a $13,470 bill on T-Mobile for not turning his phone off of, roaming, and just when he was in, where was he in Japan?
He was playing a game on the plane while it was in the plane mode, but then when he got off, he forgot to actually turn the game off, and it kept running in the background.
14,
in 30 minutes.
Well, apparently they gave him the credit for it, but That happened to us one time in the Bahamas. Remember, Jason, I mailed you a $600 bill, and I made you call and figure out how to get it off because I didn't know to turn off.
Nowadays, you can just pay for an extra $10 a day, and you get unlimited.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that either. I'm assuming I get that. Well, while we think about our next performance live, let's take a five-second break. Well, in local politics, the upset of the night was Gilliam, G-I-L-L-I-U-M,
Andrew.
Whom I think both of you, Andrew, voted for him.
I did.
A gorgeous, smart, black gentleman won the governor's race in the primary against Philip Levine, whom I supported because we know him personally, and I know he did a great job on Miami Beach compared to previous mayors, even though not everyone might agree. And he did give me a key to the city. But I always said that if he, whoever the nominee was, I was going to support. And Norman Lear is supporting Gilliam, and they had asked me to hold a fundraiser for them. So I told them if he won the primary that I would hold a fundraiser. So you guys just started lining up people to have a fundraiser for him.
You know what he's Obama-esque. That's the best way I can put it.
Don't say that, because then everybody's going to start trashing.
There's something about him that he connects.
He connects with people. Yeah. So what does the Republican nominee do?
Exactly.
Right away.
Yeah, exactly. First thing.
Not with a whistle, with a bullhorn, and says, well, we don't want to monkey this thing up.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Horrible.
What's his name? Bakari Sellers, who's a CNN commentator and a lawyer out of North or South Carolina, says, would someone please tell him? I'm like, no one needs to tell him. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said he's very articulate. So an articulate, don't monkey it up black guy. Okay, what does that tell you about the Republican nominee right off the bat?
Well, he's not articulate.
Right off the bat. I mean, the guy, they're already starting with him.
Yeah.
They're already trying to dig up trash on him. I can't even believe it.
But then in the last hour, I saw a story come through that they're already investigating that guy for campaign finance fraud.
Yeah, the Republican guy, I'm gonna put my money
DeSantos.
Right here. Consider this $100. I will guarantee by the time this is all over, somehow he's got a tie to some Russian. How much you want to bet? He's going to have a tie to a Russian.
Yep.
Somehow, some way, he had a Russian donation, a Russian meeting. What's his name says? Every tree you shake, a Russian falls out of it. Every rock you look under, a Russian pops out of it. And then Duncan Hunter, the Republican congressman from California's, why? He blames his wife. He got hit with, they spent $250,000 of donor money on their lifestyle, and there was a 60-count indictment. So listen to the stuff they spent the money on.
It's
just unbelievable. They spent $120 at the Berkmere Music Hall with another congressman and two others. $1,500 on video games. Private school tuition for their child. Oral surgery that he claimed to be a charitable contribution for Smiles for Life. A garage door for their home, ski trips, a $14,000 trip to Italy, and a pet bunny for his child. I get it. If you're Trump and you want to play a real bunny for $250,000, but not
the
a
travel
pet
expenses.
Bunny.
It was the travel expenses.
Wait a minute. Yeah. He got a bunny.
He paid.
What
money.
Is the deal with the all guys. The bunnies? Like Mike Pence has a bunny too.
And then the bunny, if he paid for the trip.
And apparently Trump had a bunny too, but he had to pay that one off.
Yeah, that was expensive. And then the restaurant bills. From Spago to Taco Bell. So at least they weren't select. I mean, they could eat at Spago, so they could eat Taco Bell. And $262.46 on 30 tequila shots. So this guy and his wife get busted for spending donations. Now imagine you send them $10 or $5 or $20 of your hard-earned money to support their campaign, and then you get this list.
Mm-hmm.
Now what does the guy do?
Mm-hmm.
Blames his wife.
He did.
Blamed his wife. Does that tell you about his character? Well, my wife handled all the money.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about how the money was spent. She made all the decisions. What kind of a sorry, rotten loser throws his wife under the bus when he gets busted so he can save his political career? And apparently they went to court, and she went in one door with her lawyers, and he went in another door with his lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's horrible, and both of them should wind up in jail. I think they should wind up in jail at different times. he should wind up in jail first because the child is small, and let the woman raise the child, and when he gets out, she should go to jail. Because honestly, that is the worst thing you can do, is take donations from people that are struggling. That's what irritates me about that religious channel that Brady listens to every
yeah.
day. Oh, five, thank you, Mary, $5 for a prayer. We'll pray for you. Thank you, Sue, $10 for a Bible. We'll mail it out right away. Thank you, Joe, $250 for us to have a prayer. Let's all pray for Johnny. And they just sit there all day like a slot machine while they're driving around or riding around in $30 million jets and living in mansions.
Yes.
And remember that hypocrite in Houston wouldn't even open up the church
when the floods
where people were living, literally dying and sleeping on the streets and on rafts because of the floods. And finally, after a week of everyone criticizing, or 4 days or whatever, he opens up the church, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, he's probably saying, don't get anything dirty. I can't deal with these religious people that are phony and fake, and I can't deal with these politicians that lie, cheat, and steal. And then Trump is tweeting like he's guilty. If you're not guilty, stop complaining and whining. Hillary Clinton went to 13 hours or 11 hours of intense interrogation by a Republican Congress and never flinched. She never whined and cried and complained. She just sucked it up and went and told her story. He won't even sit down and talk to the prosecutors, and he's tweeting like he's guilty, and every other day is another shiny object. If you don't praise me and like me and love me and adore me and tell me how great you are, I'm going to bring your business down. Google, you're next. You know, what was his name? Bezos was before that, Amazon. I mean, he goes after targets people because they don't like him or they disagree with him. Didn't even have enough courage to leave the flag at half staff. He was out playing golf. The flag is half staff when McCain dies. Soon as he gets back to the White House, he has them raise it up. And it took 2 days of browbeating by everybody. And the only reason I think he raised that flag up was because the veterans groups started protesting.
They did. They sent a letter. Letters.
And he got like, oh, I don't want to lose those vets. I don't want to lose those votes. Okay, put the damn thing up and shut up and go away. He's just a horrible
I saw man. A reporter speaking to some of the veterans the other night. And they said, "What do you think Trump likes you?" And they said, "Well, we think he likes people who like him."
That's exactly what
that's what they said. They said, if you don't like him, then he's not going to like
you. If you're a psychophant, you're in. Yeah. Even if you're not qualified. How many times has he said, well, I hired them because they were loyal? Oh, my God. We're supposed to be loyal to the Constitution, not to a person. And then the Time magazine cover this week, did you guys see it?
No.
It's Trump drowning.
They've done three.
Oh, they have? There's water, and he's floating up from his desk trying to survive. It's just like him drowning.
So, like, 2 months ago, they did one where he's sitting at the desk, and the water's coming up to the desk. And then the next one, he's in the office, and it's like this. And now there's this one, and he's, like, over his head. Yeah.
Oh, and then Manafort, his campaign manager, who he barely knew, who happened to live in the Trump Towers, who happened to be a Russian asset, basically, was convicted on 8 counts, and he would have been convicted on the other 10 counts, but one juror held out. And then Cohen is apparently cooperating, and that's his personal lawyer of he barely knows of 20 years, who he didn't bring to the White House because he knew he was dirty, and then he threw him under the bus, and then Cohen turned on him. Oh, my God, it's just horrible. But let me tell you that what's all going to come down to the Southern District of New York, where he doesn't have pardon power, and he's not going to be able to pardon anybody that gets sucked into that, and they're all going to get sucked into it, including his kids.
His kids are also going to be in it. Yep.
And then on better news in politics, there were two documentaries about John McCain. That was a drawer closing. That were really, really good, and they were moving. If you miss those documentaries, one of them was on CNN and one was on MSNBC. They were such great documentaries, and it was like a better time. Remember when, we don't remember, but history says, you know, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan sat and made deals together, and, you know, this was a time when John McCain wanted to go back to working across the aisle and everybody working together and not everybody being about power, money, and greed. And it's just not that anymore. Mm-hmm. So everybody needs to get out and vote in the midterms.
John McCain, For Whom the Bell Tolls. And it's an HBO film, so if you have HBO, you can actually get it off the app there, too.
That was
it's really good.
Book. It was really, really good.
That was his favorite book.
And then he's going to be in lying in state for a week, and then they'll have the funeral. So Aretha, Well, and then Neil Simon and then John McCain, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like we're losing all the good people.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, so I hope you had fun. Send your questions to my Instagram account. What is it, Leah Black?
We'll do an Instagram story each week, and it'll be Ask You Anything, and they can send the question in anytime, or they can find it on your profile
or
on Instagram.
Or you can tweet it to me at Leah Black Miami, and we'll answer your questions like we did today. And what?
Or they can email at hello.
Hello at leahblack.com. And in the meantime, have a very fun week.
We went. Leah Black.
What is it?
ShopLeahBlack.com.
ShopLeahBlack.com. We went for 55 minutes, so I guess we now have moved up to an hour show. Who knew? Do we have any commercial breaks? Well, where's my sudden youth? Why your sudden youth? No, I'm kidding. All right, so we have fun. Did you guys have fun? Tune into the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast. Facebook Live, you can share, and please comment. I reply to all the comments. We reply to everything around here. We sit and talk about it and laugh and reply, and I made a lot of friends over Twitter. I can't even tell you the amount of people I stay connected to over Twitter that I don't even know. Who knows? Maybe they're Russian bots. Anyway.
BJ Black says, you have a nice day. Ronnie Karam says, this was fab. Love you guys.
Ronnie,
you too, Ronnie, and thank you. We had fun last week.
We had the best time last week, and Ronnie's the reason we have the podcast.
Yes.
He told the podcast company about us, and of course, they've been forever grateful, and their ratings have soared, and their sponsorships are off the charts, and they just think I'm fabulous. So I'll see you next Wednesday at noon. Bye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.